Matt and Alex.
Pouring the skewies, sipping the skewies, sucking the skewies. Woo!
On Triple J.
It's Monday Radio.
Yo!
Well, for us, for you, it's any day, any time radio.
Could be in the future.
I'm not going down that road. How was it over the weekend, Matty, playing a gig without DJ Snorlax?
Oh, mate, I'm not going to lie, you were missed, but, you know, me and Dinner Time, main man, have been collabing on works for a very long time now, probably about 12 years. So, you know, we knew how to throw it down.
Did he, like, last time I played up on stage with you, did he have a DJ air horn solo?
No, okay, he did not do this.
Well,
look, not everyone can be DJ Snorlax.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Dinner Time, he sent me a song that he wrote.
Yeah.
That now, well, he wrote the key lines for it, and he sent it to Michael Tomlinson from used to be Neves Klein Blue, now, you know, is called Many Things. And I'll tell you what, you want to get into fish breeding, it is an absolutely juicy tuna steak. So keep your eyes out.
Got the sashimi on it, has he?
That might. Oh yeah, that's the light soy dressing.
Bit of fresh bluefin.
It's the solid tataki.
All right. Well, I'll keep an ear out for.
Yeah, you should
make it into the consciousness.
What did you do on Saturday night instead of? Oh well, you went to the game on. What did you do Saturday night?
I was helping out with a little show at the Comedy Theatre.
Oh, that's right. You were too, doing a bit of a
sing along, Mr. G, one of my childhood heroes. I was lucky enough to be a part of the sing-along shows, singing along to She's a Naughty Girl with a Bad Habit. So that one came out. That was good stuff.
Good times.
And yeah, you can always on a Monday send us texts as to what you got up to. Always enjoy a funny story. I find a lot of my anecdotes now were, I talked to someone one time, and I say to the group that I'm saying, I talked to someone, but it's literally, they called up the radio one time.
Yeah.
And I was reminiscing about the guy who we asked, how did you get into the club after you got refused? Did the guy who didn't have closed toe shoes, so we went and bought two Turkish breads and stuck his feet in the bread.
That is, I reckon still to this day, my favorite bit of talkback that we've ever done.
Oh, we have to
hearing him wear bread loafers. Just classic.
So, yeah, if you've got anything, we're happy to take it on Mondays. Lucky Makara was in for the last time. So, Lucky Makara fans, this is your last opportunity to get your dish of him on your music news. And we also talked to Tiger Town, who were lovely.
Oh, they were great.
Real good.
My gosh, when they left, I was like, just any time, you're welcome to come back. Because they were just so lovely. And the music they're making is on point as well. It's really good stuff.
Enjoy. See you soon.
Bye. Drop the Game by Flume and Chet Faker. Hope you are well. It's a Monday morning. Wiping the sleep from your eyes, getting into the swing of things with a bit of Anderson .Paak, which is what we kicked off with. Hope you're well. Man, Alex with you.
Drop the Game indeed. I went to watch a game over the weekend.
Oh, look, no.
On Friday morning.
No. I can hear the smugness in your voice already.
Well, I'm only smug because
look at your face. You got a cheeky little grin on those little between those rat whiskers.
We got a call from someone calling themselves Bacon last Friday morning.
Now, look, when you're chatting to people called Bacon, you got to wonder how seriously you should take the conversation.
Well, it was quite interesting, and he was making some big calls.
Coming up against Collingwood, you got the worst team in the AFL. I mean, I can't even really understand you. Can you put your teeth back in?
All right. Bacon was pretty happy with his boys, the Richmond Tigers. I was going to see the game, so he was giving me some big lip. Unfortunately for Bacon, in the last 4 seconds of the match, this happened.
Sets it up. One mark. Hasn't happened. Still a chance. Is it a goal? It is. The Pies are in front. Was it Grundy?
So that cheer you can hear, partly my responsibility. I must take responsibility for that. You can hear in the end. So with 4 seconds left, goal kicked and the Tigers go down. Sitting next to Mr. Kyron Wheatley, who was giving Collingwood fans who were leaving some crap, going, you're not going to hear the best theme song in the AFL when you leave the Tigers theme song. Yellow and black, and poor old Kyron Wheatley was very disappointed as well.
Well, I watched a pretty decent game as well myself on the weekend. Went to the G, watched Melbourne v Essendon.
The Bombers.
There was some good games over the weekend, wasn't there? It was pretty close. I mean, it wasn't nail biter, but I mean, last goals happening in the last kind of minutes of the game to set it off. It was a good weekend.
Feel free if you witnessed some famous victories over the weekend. It can be your own sport. Maybe you're playing hockey on the weekend. Maybe you were doing curling. Who knows?
Yes, maybe you were doing curling.
7555. If you want to get in touch.
And Hawthorn coach Alistair Clarkson says he'll continue to show faith in his younger players as the club aims for a fourth consecutive AFL premiership. The Hawks beat West Coast by 46 points at the MCG yesterday with a team that included 7 players who didn't feature in last year's grand final.
Thank you very much, Ruby Jones. Now, I saw mixed reports of this children in detention on the mainland no longer being the case. One saying that it was just a rebranding of what in detention meant. Can you shed any light on that at all?
Yeah, so it's understood that on the same day that they sort of that these last children in Darwin were freed, there was an immigration department facility in the Villawood detention centre, and they changed the locks and the security clearances on that detention centre on the same day. So there are still people living there, but they have the same freedoms as those in community detention. And these children as well who aren't going back into detention, they might not be staying in Australia. They might still be going home. Well, we don't know where they'll go.
Potentially Nauru, where there's still children in detention there?
Yes, there's still, I think, 50 children in detention, in offshore detention.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much for doing that one. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. How about you?
Yeah, all good, thanks.
What'd you get up to, Roos?
I just hung out with some mates, went out dancing. Yeah, it was great.
What
and a little
song
bit of a boogie.
Went off the most when you were dancing?
Oh, what a question. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Did someone drop that?
Bit of Jay-Z and Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
Jay-Z and Linkin Park, Numb/Encore.
Oh, you're licking my lips here.
I'm licking your lips. No, you're licking your lips, you weirdo. All right, stick with us. There was an amazing Like a Virgin perform last Friday, officially the start to the weekend. We had a Foles cover, which is never a bad thing, courtesy of City Calm Down. That's going to be played for you very, very soon. Thank you very much, Ruby Jones.
See ya.
On Triple J, San Francisco there with Fred Astaire out of Fremantle. Those guys, and we're going to be taking a little trip from Fremantle up to Geraldton this Saturday, the 9th of April, for one night stand. Someone texted in on 0439757555. Just Kev from Gero says, bring it on. Cannot wait to dive into the sheets with so many great acts from Australia. Alice in Wonderland, Boy and Bear, Earth Boy will be performing as well as a whole bunch of special guests, and it's all happening, and you can listen to it free on your radio as well. If you can't make it all the way to Geraldton, wherever you are from, then definitely sit back, listen to the whole event take place over the course of the afternoon and night.
Nairi before that with Dig, and Matt and Alex are here at 14 minutes past 7. And it was, interesting news coming out over the weekend. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton making announcement regarding the status of children in detention, which has been a real hot issue. You know, in Queensland, a hospital refused to release a child who was staying there because they didn't feel they had a safe environment to go back to. So it's some reasonable good news, but also mixed reports as well coming out. So we thought we'd get someone on the line to clarify exactly what's happening with this announcement. Ian Rintoul is from the Refugee Action Coalition in Sydney, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Ian.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you so much for having a chat to us today. Okay. Can you tell us exactly what was announced by the Immigration Minister over the weekend?
Well, the minister has said that there are no more children in immigration detention in, you know, Australian mainland, you know, detention centres. That was the, you know, that was the announcement. It's a very welcome, you know, announcement at, you know, one level. You know, the fact that there's no getting around the fact that the, particularly the children who were at risk of being sent back to Nauru, they're still at risk of being sent back to Nauru, but they're out of, you know, the mainland detention centres and are in community detention. There are some other, you know, issues, I think, associated with the announcement. It's not quite perhaps as the minister, you know, presents it.
I saw some tweets from people saying that they were still living in the same place, but the locks had been taken off or something. The ABC website was reporting that as well. Can you clarify exactly what was going on with that?
Yes. So the Villawood housing, for example, has been the area, it's been kind of the family compound at, you know, at Villawood in Sydney. And, yeah, that they were just decreed to be in community detention. So, yeah, they're... physical situation hasn't altered very much. They're still, you know, in the same detention area. There has been some changes about their accommodation and all their ability to be able to move in and out of that, you know, detention facility, but it's created other kinds of problems. There's similarly with a couple of families, I understand, in Darwin, similarly are still, you know, in the same area but have now just been decreed administratively to be in community detention.
Okay, have you spoken to anyone from within Villawood? How do the children feel about this? Is there anything that they, like, you know, do they understand really what's going on?
Yeah, well, so the older children obviously, you know, obviously do, and they understand that the gate, you know, is open, that there is a curfew at Villawood. It's the particular conditions at the Villawood housing remain more restrictive than is generally the case for other community detention places. But they are able to actually to leave the centre, you know, outside of the curfew hours. Technically, are able to do that. Of course, there are other issues about whether you've got, you know, money in Australian dollars and ability to go to the shop and get the taxi or do anything else. In one case, the family is not entirely happy because the changes to their being declared to be in community detention actually has made greater difficulties actually visiting their father, who is actually in the, you know, the main detention area, and whereas before it was a simple arrangement for, you know, Serco to, you know, escort the family from the housing area over to the main detention. That's not really the case anymore. They're regarded to be in community detention. They actually have to apply to see him. We're very hopeful that that's not going to mean restrictions, you know, on the times. But as of now, you know, they're not being escorted, you know, to spend the day, you know, with the father, as was the case previously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, ironically, yeah, a bit worse off.
So I'm just trying to think, is the doors open to these people? Because they seem to be sleeping in the same beds, they just have freer music to the movement. So do they need to, like, sign out? Is it like coming into work here this morning? I've got a pass that could let me in and out of the building.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure of the situation.
Yeah, no, it's similar to that. As I said, with Villawood in particular, there are restrictions. You know, you will have to, you know, sign in and sign out people. You will have to notify when you're going, when you're coming back. As I understand it, there are restrictions on, you know, people actually coming in, to visit. You know, there'll be, you know, similar requirements that existed in the past, although you're not going to have to apply the way you had to apply previously with 24 hours notice, etc. So there's some easing of the general, you know, restrictions associated with the housing. But they're in the same place, same beds, yep.
Sorry, Ian, there seems to be obviously there's a movement towards getting children out of detention on the mainland. That is said to be the case. What about in the Nauru, where there are still children?
Well,
is there any hope right for those people?
Well, at the moment, not according to the minister. So that's one of the problems with the announcement. It would seem to me that if the government is committed to a policy of children out of detention on mainland, you might think this would also apply to that other area where children are held in detention under Australia's jurisdiction, and that, you know, is Nauru. There's still, you know, 50 odd, you know, kids who are in the family compound on Nauru, in detention. And of course, it's about 190 kids altogether on Nauru, and no matter which way you look at it, they remain detained on Nauru. So the other problem, I think, is with, you know, is yes, it's true that most of the families, and it's a welcome step that they're out of close detention into community detention, but the government is still talking about sending those families back to Nauru, and there's no indication that the processing is going to start either. So there are a welcome announcement with hairs on it.
So, Ian, in your opinion, would you say this is a political move from the immigration minister?
Well, yes. There's no policy change. I mean, it's been designed to be able to make the announcement. When you look underneath the announcement, you see, you know, a whole range of things that people might think, you know, will have changed and, a step forward, people being in the community, able to be processed, able to get on with their lives. But it doesn't really extend that far. And we've got an ability for the government to make an announcement that it clearly wanted to announce, that, you know, the children were out of mainland detention, but there is a long way to go. Before we've got, you know, a policy that actually means, you know, children are free, children are being processed, children are able to, you know, access a school and all kinds of things and get on with the families for them and their families. We've still got a long way to go. We need real change about that. We've seen children get out of detention before under a Liberal government, in 2006 under the Howard government, because there was no changes to the law. Children ended up back in detention, and that's what we don't know. In a month's time, 3 months' time, you know, leave aside the fiddly administrative arrangements the government has made, but there's nothing about what the government has done, no fundamental change of policy, which means we're not going to see children, we're not going to see families, you know, back in detention.
Right. Well, Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition in Sydney, thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning. Yep. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Alex.
We'd love to know your thoughts, 0439757555, about this change.
Music news.
Yeah, breaking music news. Big turn from the Cat Empire.
Wait, maybe they've got their next Laika version sorted.
Yep.
Foo Fighters, The Pretender, who knows? Lockie McCara, how are you this morning?
Good, very good. Thank you. How you boys doing?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Good.
We've got a big week planned here at Triple J.
Hey, what happened with your boys on the weekend?
No, I just thought I could get straight into it. Yeah, Manly lost on Thursday, not technically the weekend, but that's days ago now. So this Saturday, one night stand.
Tell you what.
Bravo.
It's like Oscars week coming into one night stand.
Isn't
There's
it?
So much buzz
Glitz
around.
And glamour.
Going into the huge one in Geraldton this weekend, which you can listen to from anywhere in Australia. And Lucky, we've been talking about it. You've got the affish times and everything.
Yeah, these are the set times, all right, that you need to worry about. And these are all in WA time. So if it confuses you, now you know how WA feels every day of the week. Check triplej.net.au if you want the details and how you can catch it wherever you are in the country.
So this is as they go to stage in Geraldton.
That's exactly right, because we're going live proper around the country. 3:30 p.m. is Gates. At 4:20 is the time we've decided to put our Triple J Unearthed winners to air. Alex the Kid. Yep.
Brilliant. Okay.
5 p.m. Earth Boy featuring Birdie Blackman, Kangaroo, and Sam the Great.
Whoosh.
That's going to be a real doozy.
Man, I am frothing.
In good form. Birdie's vocals will be excellent as well, as always.
Not to mention Sampa the Great's going to be joining him as well.
Hasn't she had a massive year supporting Kendrick?
Oh, out of control.
6:30 we get Boy and Bear with Bernard Fanning.
Ooh. I'm not sure how that'll go with Bernard. I have no idea what to expect. Will he jump on a Boy and Bear song, or did they do a cover?
I don't know. I've been asking, and people aren't telling me. I haven't seen the set list. I'm really excited about that. I think the biggest questions are around that set and what we're going to get.
All right.
And then at 8 o'clock, Alice in Wonderland playing with the biggest shows of her life, and for the first time with live guests. It's not something she normally does.
Yeah, including the guy who sings on this one, Ben from Safia, who will be actually giving us a call tomorrow, see how he's feeling ahead of the big one-night stands.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure Alison's, like, coming over from the States, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she's been playing shows everywhere. I saw a video of the Ultra Music set she did, which is to about 4.8 million people.
It's just every show of Alice in Wonderland goes off.
It's like an aircraft hangar with people hanging off the walls.
Madness.
Couldn't believe it.
No OHS.
That'll be quite huge. And for people, if they're making the big road trip, what's the actual venue that this is taking place, Lockie?
I just know it as the footy field.
Jarrow Footy Field.
I asked Alex the Kid, I'm like, what sort of memories you had of the footy field? And they're like, oh, plenty of heartbreak. Lost a lot of grand finals here.
Excellent. Well, keep an eye on the Triple J website if you want details of when you can hear it as well in your part of Australia. Beautiful, Lockie. Now, we're going to play some music from some people who played some big shows over the weekend, Hilltop Hoods.
Big shows.
Afterwards, you've got a special treat for us on a Monday morning.
The second biggest announcement of the year. The announce of the day, we announce the Splendor lineup.
That is coming up next.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, bringing back Saturday night's awesomeness. Up the Hoods, says this text. They did play a huge gig over the weekend with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra performing.
Oh, man, did you see photos of that?
That was
insane.
Outrageously huge.
That would have been some of the biggest shows Hilltop Hoods, certainly headline shows they've ever done, I reckon, Lachie McCarthy.
Well, it's like the biggest shows for Australian hip-hop. You know, yeah. I've seen a lot of talk about it over the weekend from guys like Earthboy, Thundamentals, just saying, this is a momentous occasion. Like, this is an arena, and they're here to see the Hoods play. It's awesome. I mean, that was the first of a bunch of shows that they're doing. They continue again this weekend, so they just look amazing. They really do.
And shout out to AB Original as well, Briggs and Trials, new collab. They took the stage, as well as Montaigne. I saw her post saying, this is just the most incredible experience of my life in front of 12,000 people. So it's a heck of a show.
Big stuff.
Still going around the country as well. Melbourne still to come. A few other dates.
We are talking music news this morning with Lachie McCarra. Joining Matt and Alex, and Lachie, it's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, you get to announce when Triple J gets to announce the Splendor of the Grass lighter.
Yeah,
I had someone talk to me this over the weekend going, when's Splendor dropping? And I'm like, I'm not sure. And now this morning, you got the news.
Yep. Yeah, I got the news. Second biggest day of the year. The announcement of an announcement. The biggest lineup of the year, Splendor in the Grass. You will know exactly who's playing if you listen to this fine program, as is tradition. Wednesday week.
Whoa! That's Wednesday sooner than I thought. Week. That is sooner than I thought.
Your eyes went big. Oh, you're not ready. You're not ready.
I don't think I'm prepared either. Okay, Wednesday week.
The 30th.
Well, you better call in sick to work now because you're going to be frothing. You are going to look like a rabid dog when we drop these names. That I have no idea who's playing.
Big glass of water too, because it's a big list.
So that's about 9 days until we announce the Splendor in the Grass lineup on Triple J Breakfast. As is tradition, you get to hear it here first. Lachie McCarra, thank you very much for giving us that little bit of information. And thank you very much for doing music news for the last little while. You're going to be handing the reins over next week.
Yeah, the man, Al Newstead.
No.
He's the real music news king.
I mean, look, Al's awesome, but what happens? Matt, how am I going to grill you about Manly?
Look, I know you'll still do that in the halls, and it'll be with language you can't use on air.
It's not the same as publicly shaming you, Lachie.
Well, why do you think I'm moving on?
Oh, we had our fun, and we flew too close to the sun at Lachie McCarra. But thank you very much, Ben. It's always a pleasure having you in the mornings.
Yeah, been a legend, Lachie.
No worries at all.
Catch you later. Have a good one, dude.
Catch you then.
I've just been to South by Southwest Music Festival, one of the biggest festivals in the world for discovering talent. Tiger Town will be dropping by our studios very shortly, just after the 8 o'clock news.
Yeah, they were nominated for Unearthed Artist of the Year in 2012. And since then, there was a period of not a whole heap coming out of the Tiger Town camp. But I tell you what, they're back with a ripper EP. And we're going to be playing a couple of songs from it for you after 8 a.m. this morning. So hopefully you can hang out with us as we head towards that particular occasion. Heard this song playing on supermarket radio during the week. So they've definitely crossed over, getting some supermarket play, walking down the chips aisle. So stick with us for that one to get you to the 8 o'clock news this morning. It's KLP. On Triple J, we kicked off with a track from an English producer called Muramasa, and it's called What If I Go, featuring an artist called Bonsai. And just there, Resolution by Matt Corby on Triple J. And it's cool that we're playing that song because our guests in the studio this morning have a bit of a connection with the man himself. They are all the way from Tiger Town. It is in the studio with us, Chris and Charlie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You made it sound like they lived in Tiger Town.
No, they're from the band Tiger Town, but I thought it's quite funny.
Oh, well, okay, so you were trying to do that. I just thought that you meant they were from Tiger Town. Have you guys been to Tiger Town, Chris and Charlie?
Yeah, you know what? We actually played in Detroit like a month ago, and that's called Tiger Town because it's like the baseball team. Yeah. So it's the first time it's happened.
Isn't their football team the Lions, though? So they got the baseball Tigers and the Detroit Lions.
Is that true?
I think maybe.
That's sick. Yeah, we got
it's a nickname for Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit, and there's also like a college one in Texas that I think that's the one that steals our Twitter name
right,
for sure.
Okay.
Oh,
bloody Tiger Town in Texas.
You gotta go Tiger Town music or Tiger Town band or Tiger Town beats or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the T-Town Tamworth where you grew up, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Tamworth. I'm a country girl. It's not Tiger Town, it's Tamworth. It's close.
It's Tam Town.
The golden guitar.
Yeah, that's it.
You didn't get caught up in the country music wave?
I did. Like, I started playing and singing when I was like 12. So I grew up singing like Johnny Cash and Slim Dusty, so I definitely got caught up in the country wave.
She has trophies. She was the country music artist of like Australia when she was 14.
Yeah, I got like crowned country music queen in Mildura when I was 12.
What made you turn your back on it all then?
It's still inside of me. It's still living inside of me.
Am I smelling a side project here?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Ooh. Juicy.
Okay. Charlie from Tiger Town.
Maybe you can head to Texas for some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Nashville.
The country action.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you've been in the States recently. How was Tiger Town touring around America?
It was great. That's the second tour we've done there, and it's so much fun there. Yeah, it's really good. We've started to feel guilty, though, because we hadn't toured Australia for like 2 years, and we've been doing the ones over there. But had a heap of fun.
Excellent. Well, I mean, you did travel all over, but let's talk about those 2 years that you didn't really tour around Australia. What happened? Dyson was saying just before that, you know, you dropped your tracks on Unearth around 2012, and then there seemed to be a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, we thought we were making like another EP to do, but we sort of like started writing lots and lots of songs, and then we did some traveling and did some writing overseas as well, like in London and America, which is where we sort of made some friends and decided to record music over there. So yeah, it took a while. Because it's a long way. But,
well, the writing has paid off because the song we're about to play here, Lonely Cities, that you've dropped recently, it's such a great song. It's weird when I think of songs as well-written because like usually I'm just like, oh, that's a banger or something. But it seems really well-written. Yeah, how much time went into this particular song?
This one was actually the last song that we wrote in the whole thing, and it was probably the quickest. It was like totally – it was about a friend of ours, and we had coffee with him, and he'd like moved to L.A., from New York, and had to break up with his girlfriend, and he was like crying over our coffee in the morning, and then we went into the studio and we couldn't like stop thinking about it, and the song came out that day. Yeah.
How did it go for you, Charlie? Were you singing along there? How did the lyrics come through?
It kind of just came from that inspiration, but also Tommy, the guy we wrote the song with and he produced the EP, he had like this poetry book, I think Garrett from Bourne's Boy.
That's right.
And was just sitting in the studio and we were like stuck on lyrics, so I just kind of flicked through some poetry and got inspired.
Oh, sensational.
That's cool.
We're going to play it here. We're not the first, not the only people playing it as well. I heard it on the supermarket radio station.
Yeah, actually. I got a message from my friend going, oh, you're playing in Coles. And I'm like, we've made it. We've made it.
Which is huge. And I got premiered as well on Beats One. The radio station hosted by Zane Lowe, who's one of the biggest radio DJs in the world.
Yeah, yeah. We were here, or we're down the coast actually, and we all woke up at 4 a.m. to listen to that.
I don't know. What was he saying about it?
He called us a duo, and that's all I remember. We always went, what?
Was he just doing a lot of yelling like he usually does?
Yeah, it's like,
this is the hottest track in the world right now.
Yeah. Excellent. So just for confirmation, we are how many people in Tiger Town?
There's four of us.
Four.
And you guys are all family.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other two
are
my
sure buddies. You're sick of talking about being family, by the way.
No,
so
we
I'm
love
not going
it.
To grill you too much.
I love my family. I love talking about it.
Well, let's have a bit more of a chat about it after this. This is Lonely Cities by Tiger Town. We've got more new music from Tiger Town to play for you if you are yet to hear it after this. Hope you're well. You're on Triple J.
That was Lonely Cities.
That's by a band called Tiger Town.
Just a band called Tiger
Triple
Town.
Triple J.
It's your band called Tiger Town. Chris and Charlie joining us in the studio. And Bailey from Wollongong just says, this is a FIFA song if ever I've heard it. Have you gotten the call up from EA Sports to jump on that on their next one, 17?
Man, that would be I suppose it means it sounds international. We dig that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, have you been...
It feels good as well. It's a feel-good track.
Yeah.
You know, do you set out to make feel-good tracks or this just happened to be, you know, this particular one?
We definitely have that vibe when we're writing of feel-good. But I think with this song, we wanted a song where, like, chicks could be on the dance floor fist pumping and crying at the same time. So it's like an emotional feel
yeah,
good.
That's like our dream. If girls are dancing and crying,
what about,
we've done it.
How about, let's go, Tiger Town, originator of the new genre, feels good, as in like heaps of feels, but it's good.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to buy that. Okay, I'm not buying it.
All the feels good.
I would prefer a genre that's called fist pump crying or something like that.
Fist pump tears.
Yeah, fist pump tears.
Fisting tears.
Man, you heard that new fist pump tears sound? That's cool, man.
Speaking of that, though, we had played a song from a an unearthed artist a few weeks ago in our segment with Dave Ruby Howe that people said, it's only a matter of time until some insurance company hits them up and says, oh, wait, we need a funky, fresh song. Have you been have hit ups from people like that on the back of the new music?
We haven't. We got referenced to as like Coca-Cola commercial music and things like that. Which is okay. Like, we sort of like being the band that feels the happy part of the of the scene.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. There's worse things than being compared to, you know, that. You guys are all family. Charlie, Chris, you guys are married, and then the two other players in your band are your brother and sister, Chris?
That's it. Yeah, my little brother and sister.
And you guys have all been on the road together.
Yeah. It's convenient. We always tell the stories of like one of our first tours was in New Zealand and we're in a camper van, like one of those really small juicy vans. And there was like, it's meant to be two people sleeping in it, but all, it was actually five of us at the time. Yeah, what? five of us slept in this thing for two weeks. Yeah.
On the one mattress in the back of the van.
That's it.
Damn.
Yeah, we're compact.
Yeah, did you get the little ceiling extension so there's a little upstairs?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
There you go.
We're like the Polly Pocket band. We're just compact.
Yeah, well, see, you were talking about an earlier tour that you did. It's starting off small for Tiger Town before going into the great things you're currently doing. An Adelaide gig, probably the smallest, Chris, potentially, that you've done before.
Yeah, it was the first time any of us had gone to Adelaide. It was like our very first tour. It was like 5 years ago. And that's definitely the room. We even brought like a backdrop that lit up and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And there was probably four people in the room. And one of them was like the mum of the girl who drove us to the gig. And yeah, we definitely think about that one often.
It's one of those things. It's always the rule where, like, you know, you wonder whether you should even go through with it if there's less people in the crowd than on the stage.
Yeah. The show must go on.
Yeah, but congrats for doing that. Christy from Wollongong has texted in, said, I remember seeing Tiger Town at the Heritage Hotel in Bulleye.
Yeah.
The first support didn't show, so you guys did an impromptu covers mini set for the crowd.
Whoa! Yeah.
It was ace. So you guys just busted out a few random covers?
We did our own support, yeah.
Yeah, and you were talking about Tamworth and the country, and I definitely whipped out some country songs.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, yes.
Plenty of Johnny Cash in that set.
We were the country duo.
Did you have to improvise a new name for the band, like a little...
Oh. No, I don't think we had time. We didn't have time.
Lion City or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Lion City, I like it.
Big Cat Boulevard. Anyways.
That's the best one.
Well, looking at the photos from the gig you played over the weekend, it's quite incredible, Tiger Town. You've done a few gigs in Sydney and Melbourne. You've got a few to go as well. Brisbane on Thursday at the Foundry. You're going to be playing Byron and Maroochydore as well over that weekend. And then the weekend after, some more shows at Adelaide in Perth. Will the people of Adelaide get to see the shiny backdrop again? What have you got for this tour, Chris?
Maybe we should bring it again so people could see it.
Yeah, we don't have a shiny backdrop, but we definitely have shiny clothes. Shiny. Ooh, Chris has shiny pants.
You're bringing sequins back.
We're bringing them back.
Oh, yeah.
it's been too long for sequins to be out of the spotlight.
Yeah, they're coming back. MJ
style. On you guys. Yeah, well, MJ, I mean, you want to talk about MJ. I heard you got a tat, Chris.
Yeah, Alexi, my brother, and I both got our Michael Jackson tattoos. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, together.
The love for the pop king.
Okay, was it just the? Did you get the one glove?
No,
did you
it's get the hat? It's his Moonwalker logo. So it's right. His legs doing the thing.
Going back on tippy toes.
That's yep, it. That's
and
it.
Do you ever pull? Yeah. Do you ever pull any of those moves?
Ah, Charlie's getting
been,
there.
I've been seeing my moonwalk.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, people heading along to see Tiger Town this week will be able to do it. You'll be able to hear this song as well, Make It Real by Tiger Town, another track off their EP coming out recently. Now, what can you tell us about this before we go out with it?
This is a classic song that we were doing a lot of writing when we sort of didn't feel like it. And so we sort of felt like we were, you know, just doing it for the sake of it. And then this came out of that feeling, this song. Oh.
Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having us.
Charlie and Chris from Tiger Town. Wish you all the best for the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
Let's check out this new one from you guys.
27 minutes past 8, Triple J.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.